Hey, good morning, Bereshis Rabbi Kron. We are on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis at the very bottom. So the Mishnah had spoken about situations where if a man does something related to his wife that kind of restricts her in a unreasonable manner, then he has to divorce her and give her a ksuba. So on the very bottom, it says Hamadras Ishto. This was talking about that someone who made a vow to that his wife is not allowed to go to a wedding, and as well as not allowed to go to a party house or a wedding or whatnot, or as well as not allowed to go to a Beis Avel. So the Gemara says Hamadras Ishto Bishlamo Beis Hamishnah. So it sort of makes sense to say that if you prohibit her from going to a Beis Hamishnah, Ika Noba for now, you're kind of locking her out from social experiences, positive social experiences. Avel Beis Avel, but about going to a Beis Avel, my Noel Befanei Ika, what is he preventing her from doing? Why is it so bad to stop her from doing that? So the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Tana, Lamachar Himesa, eventually she's going to die. Ve'en Kobriya Softa, no one, because she didn't go to other funerals, no one's going to come to eulogize her at her funeral. Ve'ika the Amri, and some say, Ein Kobriya Sofna, no one will come to bury her. Because we had learned in this Baraisa, Tanya Hayar Rabbi Meir Omer, my dichsiv, this is from Koheles, tov lechas al beis evel mil lechas al beis mishnah, it's better to go to a base of the house of mourning than to go to a house of feasting. Basher usoko adam v'chayitein alibo, because that's the end of man, and the living should take it to heart. So what does that mean, v'chayitein alibo? The living shall take it to heart, my v'chay alibo, devarim shall misa. This is specifically about things related to dying. So what does that mean? The suffet yusuf denu, that if you someone who does eulogies now, they'll do eulogies for him later. The kaviyak forena, that if he helps bury people now, people will eventually, after 120 years, come to help bury him. Didal yidluni, if he cries at someone else's funeral, people will cry at his funeral. Dilavi olviuni, and if someone who is malava the mace to the cemetery now, after 120 years, when it's his time, they'll do the same for him. And the tanya tanuni, and someone who carries the dead to be buried eventually will be carried. So basically, by participating in the process for others, others will participate in the process for that person. And the Mishnah continued, "V'im hayatoin mishum davar acher." But if he says another reason, if he gives a real reason for not allowing it, maybe it's different. Rasha, he's allowed to prevent her from doing this. So my davar acher, what is this referring to? Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, mishum bnei adam prutzim shuliyim shana. We're talking about where there's unsavory characters who will be present at these things, and he wants her not to have access to them. Rav Ashi says, but that only really applies if that's really a factual thing. Avalo iskizik, but if it's not a factual thing, and if he's just saying that, lo kalmina, he can't just say this. It has to be some basis to prove out that that's really what's going on. Vim Aron, next in the Mishnah, said, v'imar lal menashe tomri, that, you know, if you're going to go tell this person something, Vitema, why doesn't she go tell this other person? You know, what's the big deal? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Dvarim Shel Kalam. What he's talking about is things that it's going to embarrass another person. So if there's a thing that they were talking about another person that was embarrassing to them, to that person, and then to go make her say those things to that person would be very, very detrimental to her. So therefore, that's what that's talking about. Next in the Mishnah said, Osha Tehe Mamali Mamar L'Ashbash, that she fills up the garbage and empties out the garbage. V'teyave, let her do that. What's the big deal? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, what is this talking about? She'tamalav in ofetzes. This means that after she has relations, she should move her body in such a way that it kind of forces as if it's contraception, so prevents pregnancy. So basically, because she does this, he makes her do this, she's not able to get pregnant. But Masisa Tana, but in the Baraisa it was taught that what it really means is Shetamali Asari Kademayim, that she should fill up 10 pitchers of water, Usar La Ashba, and pour those 10 pitchers of water onto the garbage. So Bishlam El Shmuel, so it makes more sense to follow what Shmuel said, that it had to do with doing this kind of contraception contortion thing. Mishum Hachi Yosiviti Ite Ksuba, and for that reason, he has to divorce her and give her the Ksuba. Elul Masnisa, my nafka lemino. What difference does it make to her if she's going to just have to take, you know, pails of water and pour them over and over in the garbage? Tiyavid, let her do it. Gemara answers, Amarabba Barchana, Amarabba Yochanan, Mipnei Shanira Kashota, because she looks like she's crazy by doing that. It makes her look bad by doing that. Amarav Kahana, Hamadiris Ishto, Shalot Tishal Vishalot Tashal, that she shouldn't borrow or she should not lend Nafa, a sieve, Vachavra, another type of sieve, a Rechaim, a mill, Vitana, or an oven, Yosef Yitem Ksuva. He has to divorce her and give her a Ksuva. Why? Because that makes her look stingy to her neighbors, that she's never willing to lend anything, she doesn't borrow anything because she would have to lend other things, so it makes her look bad to other people. Tani Nami Hachu, you also learned in a Braisa. Hamadiris Ishto, someone makes a vow of his wife, Shalot Tishlov to Otashos, that she should not borrow and she should not lend. Nath of the Chavrak, these sieves, Rechai and Vatanor, same what we learned before, a mill or an oven. Yotzivi ten ksuba, he has to divorce her and give her a ksuba. Mibnei shemasiyo shem rabbi shleinaseh, because she's getting a bad reputation amongst her neighbors. V'chein hik shenadra, similarly, if she made the neder, shelo tisha voltasho, that she will not borrow or lend, nafa v'chava rechayim v'tanor, all these things, or v'shelo terug b'gadim na'im levanam, or she will not make nice clothing for his children, teisei b'ksuba. She should also, in that case, if she makes the vow, she should leave without a ksuva. Why? Because doing this, she's giving him a bad reputation amongst the neighbors. Because they'll say that because he's such a miser, he doesn't want her to borrow things or lend things, etc. Okay, moving on to the next Mishnah. Ve'ela yotze shelo b'ksuva. These are the people that would be... Who would forfeit their ksuba and get divorced with that ksuba? Ha'olveres haldas Moshe v'Yehudis, someone who does not follow the Torah, v'Yehudis, or the rule of Jewish practice. So you know, one is talking about halacha, one's talking about minhag. Ve'izhi das Moshe. What are we talking about by das Moshe? Machilaso she'enam usar. He gives him food that it's under the guise that that Meister was taken from it, but Meister was not taken from it. And she has relations with him when she's a Nida without telling him that she's a Nida. And she doesn't separate Chala from the bread that she gives him, so he thinks Chala has been separated, but it really hasn't. And she makes vows and doesn't fulfill her vows. So those are all things that are... they're halacha, right? The ezodasi who this, what it means that these are Jewish practices. Yotza v'rosha perua, she goes outside of her house with her hair uncovered. V'tava b'shuk, or she spins in the market. U'midaberesim kol adam, or she speaks with every man. And the Gemara will explain what all these things mean. Amar Shmuel Omer, Abba Shmuel Omer, he also says, Afa mekalel es yolada b'fanav, someone who curses his parents in front of him. So she curses her in-laws in front of her husband. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, he adds, Afa kolanis, a noisy woman. The Gemara will speak about what this means a little bit. Ezo kolanis, what is considered a noisy woman? Because she medaberes b'tel besa, when she speaks in her house, v'shokneh ha-shomim aleil, all the neighbors hear what this is talking, hear her talking. So the Gemara will explain specifically what this is talking about. Okay, going on to the Gemara. Machilaso she'enim u'usar. She gives him food that hasn't had meiser taken from it. Hechidami, what is the case we're talking about? Idiada, if he knew when the food was given to him that meiser wasn't taken, nifrosh, he should take his own meiser. Idalo yada, and if he did know that meiser wasn't taken, menayada, how does he now know? He didn't know then. How would he suddenly know? Lo tzricha. The Mishnah is needed to teach this case. The Amra la, ploni, koi, tikanli, esha kri. She tells him, yeah, this food, I went to this Kohen, and he was the one who took Meiser from this food for us. And then what did he do? He went to the Kohen, and he said, hey, Kohen, did you ever take Meiser from this food? And the Kohen says, no, I never did, and he learns that she was lying. What about Umishamta Mishmashta Nida? She had relations with him when she was a Nida. Hechidami, what's the case? Ida Yadaba, if he knew that she was a Nida, Nifro, she should have not had relations with her. Idlo yada, and if she did not know that he was an ida, nismach ilay, he has to, you know, he typically, you know, the rule is that you rely on the woman to determine if she's an ida or not. The Amar Rav China Bar Kana Amar Shmuel, minay le nida she soferes lasma. How do we know that the nida herself is the one that counts the days and determines her tuma and tahara? Shenemar v'safra la shivas yamim, because safra la, she counts 7 days. La asma, she the one who counts for herself. So again, the same question: how is he going to know if this wasn't true? Gemara answers: Lo tzricha tzina to teach the case. The Armalei, she says to him, Ploni chacham tirle yes adam. I had a mara. I asked a shaila, and I was told that this mara the was tahar, was not a problem. Vaza shaila, and he went to the rav, and he asked ishtechei shikra, and the rav says, no, I never ruled that way. So he finds out that she was lying. V'bayisema, another way of looking at it, k'd rav Yehuda, the amar of Yehuda, huchsaka nida b'shchinusa, that the neighbors know, the neighbors are able to figure out that she's a nida. Because of what the clothing that she was wearing. Because typically the women wear different clothing when they were in Nida. And therefore all the women in the neighborhood would know that, you know, that she's a Nida based on what she's wearing. Because of that, you know, it could become known to that she was actually a Nida at the time. So next case. Below coats of lachala, she doesn't separate challah for him before she gives him food. Heichidami, what's the case? Idi yada, if he knew that challah wasn't taken, nifro, she should separate the challah for himself for eating it. Idi lo yada, if he did not know, if he did know it, minayada, how does he know it now? Lo tzricha, this is the case that we needed. The amrala, similar to what we said before, ploni, gabel, tikin, lias, eat. I went to this person who needs dough, and he separated challah for me. He went and he asked the guy, and the guy said, never happened. I never did this, and therefore he learns that she's lying. We know Deris ain't a Mekayemeth, or she makes vows and doesn't fulfill her vows. The Amar Mar, because one of the things that we know is that just because she doesn't keep her vows, how does that negatively impact him, right? So the Amar Mar, Bavo Nidarin, because of the people who do not fulfill their vows, Bunim Mason. People's children, God forbid, die when they're young. Shneamar, al titein espicha lachti es besarecha. Don't allow your mouth to cause yourself to sin. Ve'ezahein masa yadav sha'adam. And what is the works of a man that this is referring to? Havi amer banav ubnosav. This may be referring to someone's children. So the implication is that children, God forbid, suffer if their parents allow their vows to go unfulfilled. So a woman who doesn't fulfill her vows could be undermining the marriage by putting his children in jeopardy. Rav Nachman Amar Mehacha, and he says he can learn from here. L'shav ikesis b'neichem. In vain I've spent your children. L'shav, what is shav talking about? Iske shav, that falsehood, by not following Nidarim. Tanya, we learned in a Baraisa. Haya Rabbi Meir Omer, he would say, Kol ha-yodea b'ishta shenoderes v'enu mekayemes. Anyone who knows that his wife makes vows and doesn't keep her vows, Yachzor v'yadi reinu. He should say the same vow about her that she just did. So yadi reinu. Now, how does that help her? My misakula. How does that help her that she made a vow and he's basically making the same vow for her? Ela yachzor v'yakitenu. He should provoke her. Kadesha tida b'fanav, that she should make the vow in front of him. V'yefer, when she makes the vow in front of him, he could do hafaras nidarim. He could nullify her vow. But Amar lo, they answered him, Ein adam dad dar im nachash b'chavifa. A person doesn't want to live in a basket together with a snake. So just because, you know, the person doesn't want to have to always worry about this and do this and worry about this going to be one time, then he won't be able to do this. Tanya, we went to the Braisa. Haya Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Anyone who knows that his wife doesn't separate challah for him, yachzor v'yafri shachira. He should go and he should separate his own challah after her automatically. Amar lo, they answered him, ein adam dar im nachash b'chafifa. No one wants to live together with a snake. So, you know, because there's going to be the one time that he's not able to be there and do that, and that's going to be a problem. Man demasti le'aha, kol shakacha. And regardless of which direction you're coming in, you would think it applies in both ways. Avaman the masahazman and the mikarva akal. So when it comes to vows, you might say that. When it comes to vows, that if it works for vows, then if it works for separating challah, it should work for vows. But when it comes to the fact that it works for challah, you might say that it works sometimes for vows and it doesn't work for challah because maybe you're separating challah more often than vows. So you can't assume that maybe it would work better with vows because that's less frequent than separating challah, which you might do in a much more regular time frame. The Eza Hudasi Hudis, what's considered a religious practice, not necessarily halacha, Yotza Varosha Paruah, she goes out with her hair uncovered. Rosha Paru Daraisa. But what? Wait a minute. We think, you know, we learn about women covering her hair. That it's a Daraisa. That's not just the custom. Tichsiv Afar is Rosha Isha, that we learn by Sota that we uncover the wife's hair. V'tani Dvei Yishmal Azar Levinos Yisrael. That's a warning to women that she should be careful. Shal Yetsa Afar Beferu Rosha. They should not go out with an uncovered hair. So Daraisa, but we'll clarify that switching to Amud Beis. The Daraisa is Kalta Shapir Dami. It's sufficient to cover her hair with this some sort of head basket. It's like something that they would wear on their head that's kind of like a covering, and they would use that to carry things. Das Yehudis, but the adding on to it to be more of the custom is Afila Kalsa Nami Asar. That she shouldn't go out with just a head basket, but she should wear something more significant. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Kalsa Einba Mishum Perua Rosh. But once she's wearing this head basket on her head, she's not going out uncovered. Heavy Bay Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera questioned this. Heicha, where is this woman going? Ilema B'shuk, if you say she's going out to the shuk, Das Yehudi Si. We just learned out that if she goes out with the head basket, then it's enough. That it's just a custom. Ve'ela B'chatzer, maybe we're only talking about that she's going in her own courtyard. And maybe she's not allowed to go in a courtyard. She has to wear at least this head basket. Im Kain, Loha Nachta Basla Avram Avina Sheoshevis Tachas Bala. Every woman is not going to wear a head covering when she's in her own house with her own family. So that doesn't really apply. Amra Abaye, Vitei Rav Kahana, Bechatzer V'derech Mevali. What this is really talking about is when she goes from courtyard to courtyard and she's going through a Mavoi, which is connecting them. So she's going more in a public thoroughfare as a result. So this will pause. We'll pick up again, Mirza Shem, tomorrow. Everyone should have a wonderful day.